Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
An election was coming up in a month, and good old Perez Musharraf was going to get thrown out. And so what do you do when you don't have the fancy electronic voting machines or still elections, and you've lost control of large sections of the country? You just blow up your opposition. That causes people to go even more crazy in the streets. Now, there is a, and you have the excuse to crack down, order out of chaos, problem, reaction, solution. But there is another, and I'd say it's a 5% chance. You know, I said it's a 90% chance our government's involved. It's a 98% chance that Musharraf was involved. And then you go, well, where's the math? Now you say 5% chance that something else happened. Give or take a few numbers. These are just generalizations of my research, common sense, geopolitical history of the area, which I know more than 99% of people about, and I'm a low-grade moron when it comes to this. I mean, just to study one region of one country could take off, you know, take up 100 scholars' entire life. I just have general knowledge of this, which, again, is light years more than the general public, who cannot find it on a map. And I keep saying that because it's a big deal. They form opinions about this stuff, and they don't even know what the terms are, who the groups are, who the players are, but they'll sure get in your face. Or when you're at a restaurant, I was at a restaurant last night, and some guy just kept staring at me with hate with his family. And it was the perfect establishment type. One was wearing a football shirt, the other a Harley-Davidson shirt. You know, America's good, we're the good guys. No, we're not, dummy. Okay? You need to figure that out. You need to get that through your stupid little skull. The world's run by a bunch of hardcore criminals. The U.S. is no different, and they're getting ready to take us deeper into the deep end. So you better get up off your little hind end and wake up to that and stop being such a sap. I don't know how you can be 50 years old and not know how anything in the world works or how anything operates, and you just think reality's whatever you want to make it. That isn't how reality works, Bubba. The reality is you don't have wings. You can't jump off a cliff and fly down to the bottom, 1,000 feet down. Reality is reality. Now, there is a chance that they're mad at Perez Musharraf and that they want to accelerate the breakdown and the falling apart of the country, and that by killing her when she was being positioned by the West, and she certainly thought she had the West support, but they keep everybody on the hook. She's certainly been one of their horses in the race, that Benazir Bhutto was killed by Western intelligence agencies to blame it on the person who everybody thinks in the country did it and who's rioting. And they're crazy enough to want to make him fall with the 50-something nukes they've got and the 10 or 15 they change it around all the time, delivery systems, and that this is the start of World War III, and they want the whole thing to fall as a political distraction. I don't think that's the case, but you know what? They've done crazier things. It could be. Time will tell, and we'll get a clearer and clearer picture over time as more indicators come out. But right now, all the money is on Perez Musharraf doing this. And he helped carry out 9/11, at least on the backside with the funding and the cover story, with the West, and he is very high-powered. He meets with Western heads, meets with the Pope, constantly in bed with the intelligence agencies. He's certainly a front man for the New World Order. But they're always double-crossing, triple-crossing, quadruple-crossing, quintuplet-crossing, wheels within wheels. But then you see the assassination, classic black ops, classic Western style. The guy gets up and shoots. Somebody else is shooting. There's somebody up in front of the cameras. The camera zooms in on him. Looks like it's staged. Then a bomb goes off. They always have secondary devices to confuse things. They'll have a naked person run by, a guy in a weird blue suit everybody notices. You know, it's always fog of war confusion, rabbit trails, back channels.
It is a big idea, a new world order, In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Now, we'll jam some calls in this hour. I do want to hear from you at 1-800-259-9231. But I just spent 30 minutes on Benazir Bhutto. The background on that. I've got some economic news I want to get to, a big stack of police state news, and some Ron Paul news as well. By the way, Ron Paul's on Thursday for 30 minutes, and we're going to have other folks from the Ron Paul 2008 campaign on with us throughout this week. We're going to have a lot of coverage in the next few days on the primaries coming up in Iowa, in New Hampshire, in Michigan, in Wyoming, and other states. Continual coverage at truthnews.us. I got to tell you, without prompting, Kurt Nimmo worked even on Christmas Day, Christmas Eve. Kurt Nimmo, and I told my other folks to take off some. Paul Watson was kind of at half power doing basic updates. So was his brother. So was Slick Eisen. Aaron's been out of town. I told him to go. He did some updates, too. But Kurt Nimmo at truthnews.us, I mean, the guy's working at 8 in the morning, and I'm working at 1 o'clock in the morning, and I see Nimmo posting stuff. So we talk back and forth on IM. Really proud of the job Kurt Nimmo's doing. Later this week, we're launching a new Total Ron Paul coverage, Web 2.0, user-friendly, user-driven content website. We're launching that later this week. He's redesigning InfoWars. That'll be done in about a month. It'll be Web 2.0. Finally, it's all happening because Kurt Nimmo is a go-getter. So I wanted to thank Kurt Nimmo for the great job he's done and tell you truthnews.us is an amazing website. And you can also comment in real time on all the stories now. We're adding a lot of other features. Truthnews.us, really proud of what he's doing. I've done 2 hours and 10 minutes of broadcast now, having plugged my videos. New Year's resolution, get Loose Change Final Cut available at Infowars.com. And you can also get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. For some reason, we put up on the Endgame shopping cart that it wasn't available outside the U.S. That was a mistake. I don't know why that was put there. But I got a bunch of emails from people saying, hey, I live outside the U.S., I can't get Endgame. Yes, you can. It's the place to get it, Infowars.com. We ship globally anywhere in the world. So Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement available right there. And I'm going to say it, the ball is in your court. This is all up to you. People say, what are solutions? Well, I think the hardest-hitting film on general New World Order knowledge, on who the globalists are, what their history is, how they control things, the regions they're setting up, their main game plan, the tyranny they're developing, how they're overthrowing our system of government, and what their master plan is, why they want to get all this power. It's in their own words, their own documents, their own statements. It's really three films in one. Endgame. You want to know what a solution is? You want solutions? Get Endgame, make copies of it, show it to your church, show it to your neighbors, make copies of it, get it out to people, download it in super high quality at prisonplanet.tv. We're going to extend out for a few weeks the December special for a New Year special for prisonplanet.tv members. Get 5 months free right now at prisonplanet.tv. Go to prisonplanet.tv and make copies, burn copies, get copies of Endgame. Get them out to people. PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that said, let me get into some economic news here. Okay, this is just four or five of the stories I have in a huge stack. This is today, Financial Times of London. Gold within striking distance of record. Link to this up on PrisonPlanet.com. Gold rose to within striking distance of its record high on the last trading day of 2007, helped by safe haven buying promoted by concerns about the deteriorating political situation in Pakistan. That could lead to World War III, I would add, following the assassination of Benazir Bhutto last Thursday. Gold reached a session high of $843.20 a troy ounce Monday in British trading, the highest level since January 1980 when bullion reached a record $850 during a period of intense geopolitical tensions, including the U.S. hostage crisis in Iran, the Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan. Now, gold is only at about 45% right now of what it was at $1980 levels. That is, it may say $843 today. But that's not 850 levels from 1980. Because the dollar had twice the purchasing power it does today, then. It's real simple math. They try to make economics real confusing and all these terms, all these federal numbers that are cooked up. We could go through each one of those federal indicators and show you how it's literally Papa Smurf, moon made of cheese. Well, I mean, fairy tales have more reality in them. I mean, it's just complete bull. They just throw it against the wall and see what'll stick. And the public just says, hey, that sounded fancy. So that's happening. Home prices post record drop, a 21% drop this year. And that's only by the first 10 months up until October. 21% drop, baby. And there were even bigger drops in between then. Man, I got to go remortgage my house. By remortgage it, go get a lower interest rate. I'm just too busy to do it. I got a mortgage years ago back when they were like 7%. Now it's like down to 5%, and I don't have time to go do it. Plus, banking's so dangerous now, Lord knows where my mortgage would be sold. Kind of talking about myself now. Yeah, I'm concerned. I'm concerned about a lot of things that are going on, personally. About 90% of the wealth I've got is just in bank accounts to try to pay employees and run this operation. We got about 4 months of operating capital. If things go to hell in a handbasket and no more funds came in, I got about 4 months to operate. And that's with inflation at 15%. They're telling you it's 2%. Okay, I laugh because it's so sick. And I'm talking about me personally, where I'm at. Top economist says America could plunge into recession. Times of London. And we're going to talk more about this coming up in a few minutes. We are joined by Ted Anderson for the next five. Ted's been a gold broker and metals broker for 20-plus years. Had Midas for, what, 11 years? Or is it longer, Ted? And gold, and we've always said it's going to be next year. Well, next year is tomorrow. And now, finally, the mainstream media is saying recession, depression. So they're pulling the plug. That signals they're getting people ready for that. They only wanted to slow the global meltdown and protect big banks, not the public. I guess kind of like giving you morphine as you, you know, before you give them the lethal injection. Ted, what do you think is going to happen?
Well, we're going to see the dollar continue to fall. Foreign nations are trying to find liquidity to get out of their currency. The Chinese right now are looking for liquidity. They've got $1.3 trillion worth of gold, or worth of U.S. dollars, Federal Reserve notes and Treasury bonds and bills. It's also happening in the Mideast right now. They've already said that they're no longer going to accept exchange for their oil in U.S. dollar. That means that foreigners now have to buy the euro and sell their dollars in order to get into their oil reserves, which it's, you know, it's energy. That's what everybody needs right now. The dollar is going to continue to fall. There's no question about it. Commodities will continue to rise. And you made a good point. I mean, back in 1980, we had 840 gold. Well, the dollar's lost probably well more than, you know, it's more than half of its value because of the fact that you look at that CPI and they keep on doping it up by taking this out and putting that in to make things look better for the U.S. economy, low inflation. We all know that we're not sitting on 2% inflation right now. That's just ridiculous. They do that because of all the pensions that have to be paid and Social Security based upon what the interest or the inflation rate's at. And they want to keep those numbers low so they don't have to increase that because they're already broke and they're just trying to put off the problem.
And let's make this real simple. The stock market's really at $6,000 versus $2,000 values. They're adding 2% a year, in some cases 3% for inflation to Social Security checks, when it's conservatively at 15%. So you've had more than 10% of your Social Security checks stolen, and that's compounding each year.
That's exactly what's going on, Alex. And the government, like you said, there's more truth in a fairy tale than there is what they're publishing. And that's what it is. Is it's cheating the people that are the elderly that have saved all their lives and they're living on pensions and they can hardly afford to live. And that's why it's going on. It's just like Ron Paul says, inflation affects the lower to middle class, the upper class. Those guys are the ones that are benefiting from this and making tons. And we're sitting, it's all on the back of the people that are working like us. It just makes me so mad when I hear
What's happening is the elite created a literal money bomb of thousands of trillions of fiat dollars and currency and credit. They literally bought up, they went from about half the world's wealth to over 80% now just in the last 10 years, the global central banks. That's how much they own, folks. And now they're bringing in a world police state to take the final 20%.
That's, you know, and right now, I mean, we the people here, we create the currency through the Bureau of Engraving, but we have to turn it over to the Federal Reserve System, and then they have the audacity to lend it back to us and charge interest on that debt, and they get it for free to start with. It's crazy.
Ted, the reason I've got you on today is you're launching a big Ron Paul initiative, and I want to hold you over to the next segment so you can make that announcement. Again, Ted Anderson putting his money where his mouth is, and we hope all of you join him in this fight with the Ron Paul Air Force. So that's coming up after the break. But briefly after the break, too, Ted, I want you to tell the listeners when you think, because I know you study this constantly, and I've got my own take on it. I'm sure they're similar, but I want your angle on when you think it's going to further step down or continue to correct and unravel and how deep you think it's going to go from the different experts you've been conferring with, the different research reports you've been looking at, and also your own gut feeling. Before we go to break, how long do you think till it implodes?
Oh, well, Alex, right now we're already watching it implode. You know, it doesn't come all in one big dose, but it is not going to be surprising to me that to see next year, the year 2008, the United States dollar be devaluated by even 50%. And it's gone down a tremendous amount this last year. It's almost 40%. So, yeah, we're looking at some big problems here economically next year.
By the way, at 44%, that's straight up when the euro gained parity in 2002. If you look at it from where the euro started, it's a 60-plus percent drop against the euro from 2000 at its opening mark. We'll be back.
Ted Anderson, December 31st, 2007. Happy New Year. Gold, 838.38 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $862.92, $425.20 for half, $212.60 for quarter. That's $862.92, $425.20, and $212.60. For years, Ron Paul has taken the position to uphold constitutional rights. He's been branded by special interest groups as doctrinal, refusing to bend his values. I can only imagine the pressure applied by Congress as he stands alone for these principles. He has given up a medical career for this. Ron Paul is running for president. The ideas of strong currency, ending the war, defending the Constitution, and protecting civil liberties are catching on. As a thank you, GCNLive.com, Midas Resources, and I would like to send you a free copy of the Ron Paul Family Cookbook. Call 800-686-2237 for your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237. I hope his values are touching your heart as deep as they are mine. That's 800-686-2237. Thanks again for supporting Ron Paul.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10. $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have a...
I just want the listeners to know we got the IMF and World Bank documents in 2002. When Joseph Stiglitz quit, they magically were sent to the BBC. We already knew this from other global documents we'd gotten going back to the 50s, 60s, 70s. They engineer all this by design. They issue the credit out of nothing to third world nations and first world nations, as well as second world nations like China. And then they implode it by design. It's all about consolidation. It's about monopolies. They're waging war against the free market. And understand, all the things you're going to see happen this new year are by design. That is a fact. Ted Anderson?
It is, actually, Alex, and right now you can see it going on in the foreign markets right now. There's a lot of money sitting out there. I'm talking about U.S. dollars that are looking for liquidity, And each one of these countries are sitting with a hot potato, and they're trying to keep it up in the air. And every
mainly what they're doing with their dollars that are being devalued is coming in for the fire sale where they still have some value in the U.S. buying everything up. That's why the Supreme Court said, hey, we'll give things to foreigners, anybody that wants it. We'll even take your land and give it to them. That's because we're going into full bondage, folks.
Well, and it is. It's affecting the people of the United States of America. It's we, the people, who are paying this burden. And it's sad.
By the way, Ted, I'm not just saying we're going into bondage. Folks, it's really happening. Go ahead.
Alex, it's as apparent as the nose on my face. I mean, you watch this stuff go on. I've got a lot of people that just don't understand, and it's like people wake up. You know,
you got powerful elites that are in positions of power because they're ruthless, and they're taking us down right now and feeding on us. And while you're busy watching the Cowboys, folks, your whole future is being shot. I just want you to know that. Ted, people can protect themselves, though. They can still move dollars that are rapidly being devalued into gold. Gold is rocketing up again. Folks, take advantage of it while you can still even get it, because when the yuppies finally find out that the dollar's toilet paper, it's going to rocket up. It's already rocketed up a lot. Give them this special offer for listeners. Then I want to tell them about the new Ron Paul announcement.
Yeah, we have two coins available for you. I've picked a coin of gold, which is the franc coin from back in the early 1900s. It's a coin that's produced in Europe. France makes them, so does Switzerland.
Beautiful.
Yeah, great value, beautiful coin, $182 per coin, a great way to get involved with the gold. And then, of course, one of the best buys in the silver dollar in the silver market right now are silver dollars that were manufactured by the United States to be meant to be used as money back when money was real tender, not what we have today. They're at $400 per roll of 20. Both of those are a great buy to be getting into. And the way the dollar's falling apart, it's like you said, Alex, right now paper's buying gold and silver. That won't always happen. Paper does not hold the value of gold and silver. Right now it's just it's like smoke and mirrors. It's all fantasy world, but people are buying it. So there's enough value to buy gold and silver with it. Do it while you still can.
Ted, give them the toll-free number.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. Again, just mention the Alex Jones special. That's 1-800-686-2237. You can get the gold coin for $182 per coin, and then the silver dollars for $400 per coin.
And, Ted, that is right down near melt, and you're getting a smaller coin that are generally cost more per ounce than the big coins, and you're getting it at a super discount. I mean, literally, Ted has priced these to move them out the door, an introductory offer to get you involved in precious metals. The silver has really not moved up yet. I mean, sure, it was $5-6 7-8 years ago, but now it's $15 an ounce. Well, it's only going to go up, up, up. Silver has not corrected anywhere near gold, and gold hasn't corrected properly yet either. So silver is an insanely good deal. I just bought some silver from Ted a few weeks ago, this very deal, this very offer. Give them that number, Ted.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237. Please mention that you heard it on the Alex Jones Show. The proceeds do go to the Alex Jones Show and keep this network on air.
Yeah, what, the $3 per coin or whatever, $3 per gold coin. But it does go to help the network and the satellites and everything Ted's done. Ted's doing pretty well right now with the network and Midas, but there's been really lean times where we were hanging on by our toenails. So, again, you're also supporting liberty and freedom. But bottom line, New Year's resolution coming up here. It's time to protect yourselves. It's time, if you've never held precious metals or never held silver, never been in these, it's time to experience the empowerment that comes with not being just in paper. And if you hadn't moved into gold or silver yet, folks, it's really the only smart move. I can't believe that most people I even know personally know the dollar's tanking but still don't buy gold because it's not something you're familiar with. Give them a call, 800-686-2237, 1-800-686-2237, or go to MidasResources.com. And to get that discount, tell them it's the Alex Jones special. Okay, Ted, I got a stack of news, loaded phone lines, but I went over again. I want you to briefly on the other side, tell folks about this new Ron Paul announcement. It is big news. We're going to ask for your help with this to get it out there to everybody. We'll be right back on the other side. We're going to get into the police state news, your calls, and a lot more right here on the one, the only GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance. These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B."
All right, we're back live, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go back to Ted Anderson. This URL is not up yet. Frankly, we went and set it up and handed it over to Ted. But it's RonPaulAirForce.us. That's going to be up in the next few days. But right now, this URL is up, and it's RonPaulAirCorps.com. Ron Paul Air and then Corps, or Air Corps, is C-O-R-P-S. We're going to put links up on PrisonPlanet.com, TruthNews.us. By this evening at TruthNews.us, Kurt Nimmo is going to have a press release out on this. Please get it out to everybody. I'm going to donate some money to this because I'm maxed out on Ron Paul. Ted has already paid for a couple planes, paid for a couple banners. I took my children to the zoo Friday in San Antonio. And driving out of San Antonio at 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon, Geico. And Geico are the masters of advertising. They've got all the awards, most effective. Here comes a Cessna with this big color banner that said Geico with the lizard. They were flying at about 500 feet. And, I mean, the highways were jam-packed in America's 10th largest city. Look, Geico knows this is working. You spend like $500 to $1,000 per banner, depending on how fancy it is. You have the banners mailed around. Ted's had a few banners made himself. He's got one going up this week in Iowa, New Hampshire. He's putting the seed money in. There's already been a few donations. This hadn't even really been announced yet. It's just, You need to go to RonPaulAircorps.com, RonPaulAir, C-O-R-P-S.com, and all of the proceeds will go towards running this and putting aircraft in the air. Now, blimps are great. They get a lot of attention, and it's novel. But airplanes, expense-wise, for about $100,000, you can put 100 aircraft in the sky for two flights of 2.5 hours apiece, so about 5 hours. 100 flights, 5 hours. It is one of the best bang for the buck advertising deals out there, okay? Now, again, I'm telling you, you need to go to RonPaulAircorps.com, and I'm glad Ted went with this because I'm just too busy launching the new Ron Paul site we're launching this week, redoing InfoWars. I got two new films in the works, a JFK film and a 9/11 Truth film. I'm making two. Same time. Yeah, you like that? They'll be done by the end of the summer. So I'm really, really busy right now. So Ted's running with this, and that's great. Plus, I don't like to touch the money or deal with it, and this is all going to be public. Ted's going to handle it. Ted, just real fast, I know I've held you over too long. I know you're busy. Tell folks, this is a beautiful site. Kurt Nimmo, by the way, built this. Like I said, we built the ball, made the ball, and handed it over to Ted. He's now running with it. He's got the network to promote it. Ted, where are we going with this?
Alex, I want to fly airplanes in every city and make it count right where it needs to be. I mean, right now the ground troops are out there canvassing, and we want to fly these airplanes above them all and show our support. Plus, also the people that are caught up in traffic. They've watched the airplanes fly overhead. We're doing Iowa. I've already paid for that one. I just couldn't get it raised fast enough, you know. We'll get into New Hampshire. We're going to do Michigan. We're going to do all those states. I mean, Minnesota, Texas, we got them all. We got to hit all 50 of these states. And like you said, I mean, the blimp costs about $400,000 to fly that thing, a little bit less than that in a month. For one-fourth of that, we can fly all the states in the nation. So, I mean, if we can double that number, we can get into, the cities that count for each particular state.
And I'm glad you stepped to the plate here because I don't have time to do the legwork, call, get all the planes up. You've got your staff. You're willing to do it. Folks, Ted's also building a section on the site giving you tips on doing it all yourself. You want to call. You want to get banners made. You want to pay for planes to go up. But by buying it in bulk with just a few companies, Ted's getting better deals, but he needs the money to come in. He's already paid for the seed money for some banners and some of the first flights, I guess after server costs and a few dollars for paying his people to do it, I guess what you say about 98% of the money is going to go directly into the aircraft, and this is advertising, ladies and gentlemen, is what Ted's doing. This is outside of all the tax rules and the election rules and all of that, just like the blimp's doing. This is you basically paying to advertise the message of liberty. It's your free speech. Let's see some donations over there quick, Ted.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see a lot of support being drawn towards this because it's really all about Ron Paul. I mean, by the time I'm done, we'll be putting more than 100% of the proceeds into flying airplanes because of my donation as well, if you want to count it that way.
But, and I'm going to be donating.
I don't expect to make money in this at all. Don't want to. I want Ron Paul to get out there.
Yeah, but I'm just throwing it out there, Ted. I didn't even ask you. I'm sure you're going to pay for the servers and stuff out of it, or you're not, fine.
Well, I mean, if it takes a little bit more, you know, that's such a small expense, it's no big deal. I mean, he's my candidate. I've been at this thing for a long time.
Oh, you flew down to Austin 6 months ago for his fundraiser. Yeah,
yeah, as far as I'm concerned, he's the only candidate for the United States of America, especially on this election. I mean, God, when you look at what else is out there, makes me shudder to think if we get one of those lunatics in the office, man. That's just, we've already had too much of this already. Ron Paul can turn this thing around. We need to support him.
Well, regardless, he's educating tens of millions about liberty and freedom and that philosophy, a cohort, a cadre of folks for liberty. There's links up on GCNLive.com. We'll get links up. I forgot we were launching this today. Up on InfoWars.com, TruthNews.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Press release is coming up later. Even if you can't give a red cent. Now, again, we're talking about, Ted, I've looked at studies online. Over a major city, you're talking about 80 to 100,000 people in 5 hours of flight time that will see it. I've found no advertising that's more inexpensive than this aerial advertising. People should pile onto this if they want bang for buck.
Oh, there's no question about it. And the Ron Paul 2008 has a lot of money, and they're trying to figure out ways to make commercials and this kind of thing. This is a way that we, the people, can get together and do it from grassroots up. And you don't have to be limited to that $2,300. It's perfect. It's a Ron Paul revolution. It gets people into thinking about, you know, what do we need to do for this nation?
Now, Ted, there's a lot of people who don't have computers. 30% of the public, and even more of the 70%+ that are online, a lot of them don't like to do stuff online. Are you going to put up a toll-free number and have one of your people be able to, you know, I mean, take checks or take credit cards?
Oh, absolutely. We'll put the toll-free number up there, and we'll have to obviously mention it on air so people know what to call. For now, if you want to call 877-996-4327, go to extension 101, which is my extension. I'll call you back, and I'll take it for right now. We're just, like I said, we just launched this thing last Friday. And we're just pulling together the infrastructure that
it's been launched now, Ted.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
And we're going to, of course, put press releases up everywhere. It's up to you. Again, the power lies with you, the people. The power is in your hands. Ted Anderson has launched RonPaulAirCorps.com, and that's Ron Paul Air, and then CORPS.com. Ted, thanks for picking up the ball here.
Yeah, thanks, and a special thanks for you and Kurt Nemo for helping out with getting that started.
Sure. No, absolutely, Ted. Thank you. The only reason I mentioned it is later, I'm sure it'll come out in the news, and they'll make a big conspiracy theory out of it, so just might as well just throw it out there that, you know, that, I'm sneaking around behind the scenes here, but I'm really not involved in any of it because I'm too busy. Thank you, Ted.
You're welcome.
You bet. I do whatever I can. I mean, Trevor Lyman, my listener, he said he woke up because of this show. I'm really flattered by that. Look what he's done, thanks to you carrying the ball. Ron Paul, on air, without prompting, has said half the people that come up to him and half, more than half the support they get, they say, from the Alex Jones Show. Now, that was 3 or 4 months ago, but I'm talking to their campaign today. They say it's still about 30-40% when they ask him, where'd you hear about us, Alex Jones? Do you have any idea how big this show is, ladies and gentlemen? Do you have any idea how powerful you are, what you are doing? Do you have any idea the effect you have had? Do you have any idea? I mean, I keep saying that, but it's true. You only live one time. The people are what matter. All you have to do is move. When you move, it's an irresistible force. Nothing can stop it. You have the power if you use it. But you have to know that you first have it. And by the way, don't expect to be perfect. The people expect me to be perfect. I love the standards I'm held to. I always say it's not about Alex Jones. It's not about me being perfect either. But it's about taking action, trying to do the right thing, trying to, you know, you see something good, something you know is pure, supporting it. And I don't even get mad at people that attack me and say lies about me anymore. Even though my integrity is my most prized possession. But know this, I attempt to be pure. I attempt to do good. I like doing good. I like being a good person. I like helping people. I don't like bullies. I don't like corruption. I don't like darkness. I don't like stench. I like pretty things. I like nice things. I like happy things. A lot of people say I'm, you know, maternal, people who really know me. I want to take care of people. I have a lot of love. And so that's why you hear a lot of anger, because that's only a shadow of the love I have. And I know you have that love out there as well. I can feel your love. And I can also feel the New World Order's hate, and it makes me hate them right back. But the love I have for the good people is the reason I do what I do. And so don't expect it that you're going to go out and fix the world overnight, or you're going to go out and fireworks are going to explode. But you start going out with newsletters, websites, calling into talk shows, starting your own talk shows, Access TV, making copies of films, starting your own Second Amendment groups. Start real environmental groups. We got all these phony environmental groups stealing property and setting up global carbon taxes, nothing for the earth. Meanwhile, genetic engineering, cross species is an absolute nightmare released, already causing mass crises. Start real groups against that. You know, just because there's all these fake groups and all these frauds doesn't mean that you can't go out and create real groups yourself. You see, almost every group out there... Oh, my stories just fell off. I know I got loaded phones and I got all this news. I'm not going to make you hold anymore. I might get to a few of you in the last 5 minutes. I may not. See, the problem is I come in here with so much news, and then it's stacked up here on top of my computer, and it just fell off for the second time. Oh, no, I'll never.
Let me try to get it. Hold on.
Oh. I never even got to all this. This was a week of news I got that I wanted to cover in each little point. I got this notebook with hundreds of lines of points I wanted to make and things I wanted to go over, but I will this week. I talked about some of this yesterday on the Sunday edition we do from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Let me just go ahead and get into some of the news here. Oh, yeah, finishing up the statement I was making. I don't even really get mad anymore when I personally get attacked. In fact, if it's an enemy doing it, the establishment doing it, I like it. That means I'm having an effect. But I don't like the mass mental illness out there when people just attack everybody or anybody or nitpick this group, nitpick that group, or bear false witness or make sweeping claims that aren't true or aren't backed up. I mean, we back stuff up here. We do the research. For every hour of radio you hear here, there's probably 2-3 hours of research on it. It's an insane amount of research and study. To the point of where, I'm good at research. I'm not good at even presenting it, though you think I am, some of you. But it makes me mad to think of just all these new minds that we go out, we unlock, we wake up, and then they just get turned over to the peanut gallery of ne'er-do-wells and different kook groups and different niche groups that just run around fighting with each other. And the sectarian ridiculousness. That's what's so beautiful about Ron Paul, is it's bringing people together. You know, I've really been thinking a lot this weekend, and I realized that last week that the illegal aliens have been taught La Reconquista. They've been taught to come against this country. They've been taught to try to bring this country down. That's in the comic books, the textbooks. Our government's paid to have that done, just like the UN's paying to have every American child be given UN comic books now. That's in the news. But they're doing that because the majority of the U.S. will be Latin American within just 25 years. Already 50%, we crossed that mark 2 months ago, of people under 15 are Hispanic. And so the establishment gives them an ideology that will make Anglo and blacks and others fight against them, knowing that we'll then get in a fight with each other. I mean, whites and blacks and Hispanics that love the U.S. will, of course, come out against it, because how could you not? And then that will cause the hordes of illegal aliens to further compact into their own group and not assimilate, and then believe they're being persecuted and further support the radical reconquering or La Reconquista of the Southwest. I mean, you have to look at it from all angles, and it just really came clear to me, and I've read it in white papers as well. I mean, they admit they're doing it. I mean, why would the Ford Foundation for 50 years go down, 50-plus years, since the mid-40s, mid-50s, and pay for comic books and textbooks that said America belongs to Mexico, America's bad? Why would the U.S. government do that? Why would the U.S. government pay for comic books from Saudi Arabia to Pakistan, Afghanistan, Malaysia, saying America's bad, jihad's good? Because they don't want those kids wearing suits and ties and getting jobs and having great lives and becoming intellectual. They want them running around screaming, you know, Allah Akbar and blowing themselves up under CIA handlers, and they don't even know it. And by the way, the British Royal Population Study, the Royal Commission, 1549, says that. I mean, they all state this. This is not my opinion. And I just thought about, instead of me just freaking out over the illegal aliens, getting mad at them all day, and I'm right, and again, the good propaganda has a lot of truth in it. That's what the system puts out. I mean, I'm rightfully find out that there's big Treaty of San Diego groups in every major city saying they want to kill all whites and they're just waiting to do it. I mean, I'm a white guy, man. You bet I'm going to talk about that and be threatened by it. But then I realize that then when I get real mad and you start screaming and yelling, that's meant to even drive more Hispanics who are trying to assimilate into the more radical groups. We've got to get Spanish speakers out there who are educated on this. I mean, Hispanics love their children, too. Hispanics know about tyranny. I found Mexicans will wake up to tyranny and know about the New World Order faster than some spoiled yuppie. But they still are more primitive, like Americans used to be, and more tribal, which is a good thing, by the way. You're supposed to be tribal. It's healthy. It's good. So when I use the term primitive, Americans used to be primitive, too. We used to have families, and we used to take care of our children. That's primitive. It's not modern. Men used to be tough. Men used to be macho. Got a bunch of ninnies running around. At least the Mexicans aren't a bunch of wimps. I don't dislike you Mexicans, but you better understand that I have a right to not want to be overrun and be ha-ha-ha, gringo, stupid puto, or call blacks mayadas and, you know, blackbirds, and we're not supposed to get upset about that. So let's just have a frank, open discussion. That's something I wanted to talk about. I just want to beat the New World Order. And another thing, stuff's moving so fast, all this race bomb stuff isn't going to even matter soon. The technology convergence, the singularity that's approaching, all the things that are happening, and the world, look at all the change we've had in the last 100 years. Most of it's in the last decade. Now you're going to see more change in the next 3 years than the last decade.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at KenSolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at KenSolar.com.
I mean, it's feels good to beat your chest and talk about La Raza and race. Feels good if you're white. Feels good if you're Mexican. But what feels really good is not getting that cancer virus injected in you. How about we talk about real issues? How about we talk about how your government plans to put microchips in your immigrants first and then you? Yeah, here's Mexico. Here's CNN reporting, and it's been confirmed. Their attorney general's already taken it. A bunch of their police have already taken it. Implantable chips. Oh, but you're not going to talk about that. It's how to get gringo. Your enemy is the people running the planet. It's not gringo. And gringo, your enemy is not the Mexicans. That doesn't mean there's not a fight being set up. The fight's real. Here it is.
The government of Mexico is highly critical of U.S. immigration policy, but it's taking extraordinary measures when it comes to its own immigration crisis. Mexico is taking drastic measures to control illegal immigration across its southern border. Now, Mexico will reportedly use an electronic chip to curb illegal immigration from Guatemala and Belize. The biochip implant will replace the so-called local pass currently being used to enter the country. In 2006, Mexico arrested 200,000 people trying to enter their country illegally.
Now, just to show you how conditioned I've gotten, I barely mentioned today how the United Nations is going to start sending out every month a million pro-UN, pro-global government, it even says it on the UN's website, preparing them for the new international order, where there are these international SWAT teams going around killing the patriots. In conjunction with Marvel Comics. You tell an adult that, they'll say it doesn't exist, even when it's in Wall Street Journal. Are you telling that all the major A-plus students are recruited into the UN out of every major public school in the country? Most of these people out there, if their kid is A-plus, don't even know that. They're too busy watching the Cowboys. Yeah, go ask your kid. They were recruited by the UN. You just don't know about it, you idiot. That's what I mean. You just need to know what idiots you are. I'm talking to the good old boys out there, or the liberals, or the mainline people who think you know it all. You don't know anything, okay? If you didn't know what I just told you, you're stupid. I'm not trying to be mean. It's like your house is on fire, and I don't have time to have an argument with you about it being on fire. I don't have time to sit here while you pick your nose, excuse me, while you pick, you know, while you sit there with sitting on your hands telling me I'm delusional. You're delusional, fruitcake. I mean, they're going to put up FBI billboards announcing where terrorists are and, quote, to fight crime nationwide. They're now admitting they're face scanning, retina scanning, ear scanning, the shape of your ear. Trackers are tracking if you're smoking in your car. They're going to arrest you. Total control, CPS to visit everyone, total environmental news. And I got stacks of news. FBI to put criminals, security issues up in digital billboard lights, federal running man billboards. I mean, Japanese government to censor internet. The U.S. is passing laws where all the internet has to be censored and regulated. Australia is doing it in the name of fighting predators and crime, but then it says, and violence, and hate, and go read the bill. All internet too, total censorship. Middle Eastern government censor and surveil the internet. And they're now police from Chicago to Toronto, all over the world. They're making businesses wire their cameras into the police department so they can watch you and your businesses. Now they want cameras. I mean, it's all happening. It's all the stuff I have here in front of me. All right, Kurt Nimmo, I'm sure we'll have a great blurb out later today at truthnews.us on this flying billboard deal that Ted Anderson's launched at ronpaulaircourse.com. And if you also believe what we're doing, get my films Endgame, make copies, get TerrorStorm, get it out to people, and your purchase also makes the broadcast what we do here possible at InfoWars.com, or get 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Retransmission starts right now at InfoWars.com. The show restarts at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
More than